very good afternoon, dear sisters and brothers. It's a beautiful afternoon here in Prashanti Nilayam, and you're listening to Love with me, Chandu Vijay. And this afternoon, we are going to discuss a very pertinent topic, something all of us have encountered at different points of our lives. Well, the topic is that of leadership. So what makes a good leader? What are the qualities of good leadership? What is leadership from a spiritual perspective? How can we become exemplary leaders who live by the teachings of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba? Well, keep listening as we gather insights and thoughts on this very exciting topic. And in today's show, we will also be listening to some beautiful bhajans from the album bhajan album series Bhavanjali and Nada Brahmam. So stay tuned. Tune into Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
So during Swami's inaugural address to students at the 1992 summer course, Swami said, "I want you to be leaders to protect the world, leaders like lions, self-reliant, courageous, majestic and just. Lion is the king of animals and I want you to be king among men." So I guess there is no better way to start than by listening to his voice calling on to us to be what he wants us to be.
విద్యార్థులారా,
స్టూడెంట్స్,
మనము ఈ సమ్మర్ క్లాస్ జరుపుకుంటున్నామంటే
సమ్మర్ క్లాస్
నిన్నటి దినము
యెస్టర్డే
నటేషన్ యాంటిక్స్ నుంచి రెండు సింహాలు తెచ్చాడు.
నటేషన్ ఫ్రమ్ హిస్ యాంటిక్ సెంటర్ బ్రాట్ టూ లయన్స్.
ఎందుకు ఈ స్టేజ్ పేరు రెండు సింహాలు పెట్టడము?
Why these lions are to be kept on the dais?
అనేక మంది ఆ విధంగా తయారు చేసుకున్నాను, ఏదో ఒక అలంకారం కోసం పెట్టారనుకున్నారు.
Many thought they are kept here for decoration.
కానీ నా ఉద్దేశం అప్పుడు చాలా పవిత్రమైన భావంగా రూపొందింది.
But Swami's ideas are sacred.
జంతువునాము నరజన్మ దుర్లభము.
Among in the life, the human birth is valuable.
జంతు అనగా జన్మించినటువంటి వాడు నరుడు. జన్మించినటువంటి యొక్క జీవన వల్ల నరుడు చాలా ఉత్తముడు అని పెట్టారు.
Among all the beings that are born, the human life is the noblest.
జంతువులలో జంతువులకంతా రాజు సింహము.
Among all the beasts and animals, the lion is the king.
అనగా అది అన్యాయములకు, అక్రమములకు, అనాచారములకు, అసత్యములకు పాల్పడదు.
It doesn't succumb to unrighteousness and falsehood.
అయినప్పుడు మాత్రమే తన భిక్షాన్నం, దేహరక్షాత్రం, వస్త్రం, శీత నివారణం ఆ కొత్త నిమిత్తమై ఏదో ఒకదాన్ని చంపి భుజిస్తుంది. కాని తనకు శక్తి ఉన్నది కదా అని అడవిలో ఉన్నటువంటి మృగాలన్నింటినీ ఏనాడు కూడా చంపదు.
When it is hungry only, it will kill its prey and eat. Because of its energy, it
cannot kill anyone. అనితమైనటువంటి నీతి నిజాయితీతో బ్రతికేటువంటిది కనుకనే అది మృగరాజు అని పేరు పెట్టారు.
Because it stands for honesty and integrity, it is the king of the
world. అన్ని మృగములకు ఆ మృగము కాపాడుతుంది.
It protects the remaining animals.
అదే విధంగానే మానవుని యందు జంతువు నాం నరజన్మ దుర్లభము. నరుల లోపల మానవుడు ఒక విధమైనటువంటి ఒక సింహంగా రూపొందాలి.
Among men, the man should lead life like a lion.
మనం బలహీనులం కాని
అధైర్యమునకు కాని should not lose this courage.
ఇంకే విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క భీతికి కాని మనము గురి కాకూడదు.
వీ షుడ్ నాట్ సబ్జెక్ట్ ఎనీ ఫీలింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఫియర్.
మనము మేక పిల్లలము కాదు, సింహము జాతి వారం.
వీఆర్ నాట్ ది ల్యాంబ్స్ హియర్, వీఆర్ లయన్స్.
కనుకనే రెండు రకములైనటువంటి మానవత్వం లోపల సింహములను తయారు కావాలి.
లైక్ లయన్.
మన విద్యార్థులందరూ కూడా
ఆల్ అవర్ స్టూడెంట్స్
ముందు సింహం వారే తయారు కావాలి.
దే షుడ్ బికమ్ లైక్ ఎ లయన్.
అన్ని మానవ జాతిని సంరక్షించేటువంటి నాయకులుగా తయారు కావాలి.
దే షుడ్ బికమ్ ఎ లీడర్ దట్ వుడ్ ప్రొటెక్ట్ ది ఎంటైర్ హ్యూమన్ రేస్.
తన యొక్క ఎంత తృప్తి తనకి ఎంత అవసరమో అంతవరకు మాత్రమే ఈ శక్తిని వినియోగించుకోవాలి.
హీ షుడ్ మేక్ యూజ్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ కెపాసిటీస్ ఇన్ ఎ లిమిటెడ్
దురాసక్తి కానీ అమితమైనటువంటి ప్రమాదములకు కానీ మనం ఏమాత్రం కూడా ప్రవేశించరాదు.
హీ షుడ్ నాట్ గివ్ ఎనీ స్కోప్ ఎక్సెసివ్
డిజైర్. విద్యావంతుడు కానీ గుణవంతుడు కానీ ధనవంతుడు కానీ గుణవంతుడు కానీ అని భావించి నీ ఇష్టం యొక్క శక్తిని వినియోగించుకోరాదు.
బికాస్ యువర్ వెల్తీ వన్ అండ్ ఎడ్యుకేటెడ్ యూ షుడ్ నెవర్ మిస్ యూజ్ యువర్ పవర్.
కనుక నీ దానిని కూడా ఒక పరిమితమైన శక్తినిగా ఉపయోగించుకోవాలి.
ఈవెన్ దట్ యూ షుడ్ మేక్ యూజ్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్ ఇన్ ఎ లిమిటెడ్ వే.
కనుక నీ ముందొకటి వెనుక ఒకటి సింహం ఉంటుండాలి.
హియర్ వన్ లైన్ ద ఫ్రంట్ వన్.
విద్యార్థిని అంతా ఒక సింహము, విద్యార్థులు మరొక సింహము.
ద మెన్ వన్ లైన్, ద విమెన్ నదర్ లైన్.
మీరందరూ కూడా ఆదర్శవంతమైనటువంటి సింహ స్వరూపులు కావాలి కానీ మేక స్వరూపులు కారాదు.
యూ షుడ్ బి ఐడియల్ ద ఫార్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ లయన్.
త్యాగంతో దేశోద్ధారములకు మీరు కంకణం కట్టుకోండి.
విత్ కరేజ్ అండ్ సాక్రిఫైస్ డిటర్మిన్ టు ప్రొటెక్ట్ ది కంట్రీ.
భక్తి ప్రపత్తులను మనం అభివృద్ధి పరచుకోండి.
విత్ డివోషన్ అండ్ సిన్సిటీ పర్పస్.
ఏ దానికి కూడా మనం వెరవనక్కర్లేదు.
యూ నీడ్ నాట్ ఎనీ ఫియర్.
మనం ధైర్య సాహసంతో ముందంజ వేయాలి.
యూ ప్రొసీడ్ విత్ ఫుల్ కరేజ్.
దైవం మన వెంట ఉన్నాడు.
God is by our side.
Hrudayashi daivamu.
He dwells in our heart.
Anekunte aatma vishwasanni penchukovali.
Have that atmic confidence.
Aatma vishwasam galiginatundi manavuniki dhairyam abhirudhi avutundi.
One with self confidence will be courageous.
So that's what Swami wants us to be lions and not sheep. So on the topic of leadership, let's start from the basics. What is leadership? In the book Sai Baba's Mahavakya on Leadership by Padma Bhushan Lieutenant General Chibber, the definition is best put forward by Lord Morton of Britain, who was a medical officer serving in a British infantry battalion during World War I in France. So on observing many young army officers during the war, he started to wonder how man could have such strong influence on decision-making matters of so many other people. He also observed that some could not have that same influence. So he concluded that leadership is the capacity to frame plans that will succeed and the faculty to persuade others to carry them out in the face of all difficulties, even death. That's a very deep and profound definition. So let's now take a closer look at this definition. So the first part of this definition, it deals with the capacity to frame plans. In other words, the ability to devise plans or projects or programs or work with a high probability of success. Now for something to be successful, we need to take into consideration several factors. Like a good leader will consider resources, the environment for implementation, the people that he is to work with, and the workability of the plan in general. Now, plans can be made, but implementation depends on those who are working for their leader, because they are bound to face obstacles, challenges and difficulties. So now the people who are implementing may also have their own ideas about how the plan should be implemented. So basically, a good leader must have the faculty to persuade others to implement the plan despite difficulties, discouragements, and setbacks. So this leadership capability was studied at the Stanford Research Institute in the United States, and they found that 88% in the effectiveness of a leader is about dealing with people, while the remaining 12% is just knowledge of effective management. So therefore, at any level, leadership is all about knowing what to do first and then getting things done in a highly effective manner. In other words, it is capability plus effectiveness. And the second part of this equation is by far the more important one.
మేరా పండర్పూర్. ఈశ్వర సాయిరంగా పతీశ్వర సాయిరంగా శక్తి రూప సాయి రంగ
శివ శక్తి రూప సాయి రంగ
శివ శక్తి రూప సాయి రంగ
శివ శక్తి రూప సాయి రంగ
back, dear listeners. So today we are talking about leadership and what are the qualities of a good leader. Now, everyone wants to be a good leader. In 1990, Swami, as the Chancellor of the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, had a long interactive session with the MBA students and teachers. There Swami explained that only a man or woman whose thoughts, words and deeds are in harmony can become a good and effective leader. Thoughts in leadership must be pure. The source of these thoughts should not be related to any of the vices, that is lust, anger, attachment, greed, egotism or jealousy. A good leader says what he thinks and does what he says. He is transparent and straightforward in both word and conduct. Bhagwan has spoken on at great length on the importance of unity of thought, word and deed. So here is yet another discourse clip from the discourse delivered on the occasion of Makar Sankranti in 1995, where Swami speaks about the importance of thought, about the importance of unity of thought, word and deed.
Swarga narakamlo rendu kudanu manavuni yokka pravartanalapai aadharapadi untunnavi.
Heaven and hell rest on human behavior.
Mana dehame gruhamu.
Our body is like a house.
ఈ గృహములో మనోవాక్ కర్మలనేటువంటి ముగ్గురు వ్యక్తులు జీవిస్తున్నారు.
There are three people live in this home: mind, deed and expression.
Word. కనుక ఈ మనస్సు, వాక్కు, ప్రవర్తన మూడింటి యొక్క ఏకత్వమే నిజమైనటువంటి మానవత్వము.
The harmony of the mind, word and deed is humanity itself.
దీనిని వేదాంత పరిభాష యందు త్రికరణ శుద్ధి అన్నారు.
ఇన్ వేదాంతిక్ పార్లెన్స్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నోన్ యాజ్ ద యూనిటీ ఆఫ్ ద త్రీ.
మనసు తలంచిన దానిని మాట రూపముగా వెల్లడి చేయటము, మాటతో వెల్లడి చేసినటువంటి దానిని హస్తరూపములో ఆచరించటము, ఈ మూడింటి యొక్క ఏకత్వమే నిజమైనటువంటి యొక్క మోక్షము అని.
వాట్ ఎవర్ దట్ ఈస్ థాట్ ఇన్ ద మైండ్ హ్యాస్ టు బి ఎక్స్ప్రెస్డ్ ఇన్ ద వర్డ్. Whatever that is expressed in the word is to be done in the deed, and that is true humanity.
Idiye mahayogiga bhavistu vacharu purvikulu,
and that is what the ancestors thought, and that is true yoga.
Manasyekam vachasyekam karmanyekam mahatmanam.
A great one is one who observes the unity of thought, word and deed.
Manas anyat vachas anyat karman anyat దురాత్మనం.
The diversity of thought, word and deed makes an evil person.
కనుకనే ఈ మూడు యొక్క అన్యోన్యతకు ప్రతి మానవుడు కూడాను కృషి చేయవలసినటువంటి అవసరం.
Every human should strive to achieve the harmony of the three.
దీనినే ది ప్రాపర్ స్టడీ ఆఫ్ మ్యాన్కైండ్ ఇస్ మ్యాన్ అన్నారు. అప్పుడే మానవత్వాన్ని అనుభవించిన వారం అవుతాం.
Then only will I realize and enjoy true human principle.
కనుక ఈ గృహము ఎక్కడో కాదు, దేహో దేవాలయ ప్రక్తో జీవో దేవ సనాతన.
ద బాడీ ఈజ్ ద టెంపుల్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ అండ్ గాడ్ ఈజ్ ద రెసిడెంట్ ఆత్మ.
కనుక వేదాంతం అనగా ఏదో అర్థం కానటువంటి యొక్క గాథ కాదు మనకు.
వేద ఈజ్ నాట్ ఎ మిస్టేకన్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద రియాలిటీ.
వేదము ద్వైతము.
వేద ఈజ్ డ్యుయాలిటీ.
వేదాంతము అద్వైతము.
And the mantras in the Veda express non-duality.
ఏమిటి ఈ వేదాంతం?
What is this Vedanta?
ఈ వేదాంతం అనేటువంటి యొక్క విచారణ చేస్తూ పోతే దీనికి అంత్యమే లేదు.
Vedanta means that there is no end when you go on contemplating on it.
వేదాంతం యొక్క సారము ఈ మూడింటి యొక్క ఏకత్వమే.
The essence of the Vedanta is the unity of the thought, word and deed.
ఈ మూడింటి యొక్క ఏకత్వాన్ని మనము అనుభవించినప్పుడే ఇది నిజమైనటువంటి ఆనందం.
When you enjoy the unity of the three, then only you will harvest true joy.
అప్పుడే దైవత్వం అనేటువంటి యొక్క ఏకత్వము మనకు ఆత్మతత్వంగా నిరూపిస్తుంది. Thank you.
Swami so beautifully telling us how the unity of thought, word and deed is so important. But how does this in turn affect leadership? Swami says, the end of education is character, the end of culture is perfection, the end of knowledge is love, the end of wisdom is freedom. Now, what is character? Swami says again, that perfect harmony in thought, word and deed is character. He says, manasyekam vachasyekam karmanyekam mahatmanam. Manas anyat vachas anyat karman anyat duratmanam. Meaning, great men always think, speak and act on the same lines, and it is only the wicked that think, say and act differently. Swami goes on to say that this was very well demonstrated by Hanuman in the Ramayana. Rama commanded him to go in search of Sita crossing the mighty sea, and he did so with Lord Ram's infinite blessings. So once this divine assignment was given to him, Hanuman said yes, and he immediately jumped from the top of the Mahendra mountain. Here three points are to be noted. Hanuman decided to do his Lord's bidding. So this decision is the first thing. Then he declared on the top of the Mahendra mountain that he was proceeding on his mission. And this declaration is the second aspect. And thereafter, immediately he started his journey flying across the sky over the sea and never allowed any obstacle to divert him from his mission. So action followed the declaration. So this is the third thing. In Hanuman, we find these three. That is decision, that is the thought, declaration, the word, and action, the deed. Or the three H's, as Swami says, that is a head, heart, and hand. And all the three in perfect harmony and integration. This is character, and dear listeners, this is leadership. Well, stay tuned, dear listeners. We'll be back with more on leadership after this musical break.
Govinda Gopal.
Back, dear listeners. So what does leadership process involve? Wait, is there actually a process? I can see some of us asking this question already. Well, sisters and brothers, the answer is yes, there is a process involved in leadership. And this process, as given by Bhagwan, is called by General Chibar in his book as the Mahavakya on leadership, or meaning the great utterance on leadership. You know, Swami has simplified this whole mystery of leadership in just four simple lines. And they are: to be, to do, to see, and to tell. So let's now do a simple mental exercise. Imagine an inverted triangle. Okay? And imagine this triangle separated into four parts by horizontal lines. Now the topmost part of this triangle, which is the widest, because we are talking about an inverted triangle, the topmost part is to be. The part below it is to do, below that is to see, and the lowermost part, which is like the tip of the triangle, is to tell. So to be, which is at the topmost part of the inverted triangle, is the source of leadership, which occupies the most space. To do, which comes next, is the style of leadership that is to do by personal example. Now to see and to tell, which are the least important, are the functions, tools, and techniques of leadership. So as you can understand, to be is the most important component of leadership, and this is composed of all the values, qualities, and knowledge of the leader. Basically, to sum it up, it is a leader's total being. To be is the beginning and end of leadership. Now, if you take the example of the annual Gram Seva that our beloved Bhagwan initiated during his 75th birthday, or the super speciality hospitals, or if you take the Sai University, Swami was the leader who inspired his students and staff to serve by being an embodiment of selfless love and service in the first place. So 90% of the to be in a leader is basically his character. So now I'm sure you can see why Swami has repeatedly emphasized on unity of thought, word, and deed as the basis of character. Well, stay tuned, dear listeners. Coming up is a real-life inspirational story on the to-be part of leadership after this short musical break.
Jaya jaga janani sa
Listeners, now some of the most inspirational stories on leadership comes from the most unexpected sources. So I found this very uplifting article online on the American Ex-Prisoners of War website. And the story goes thus. Mr. William Bill Crawford was someone who worked at the United States Air Force Academy back in the 1970s as a janitor. This story was shared by one of the cadets from the academy, Colonel James. So while the cadets busied themselves preparing for events, exams, and never-ending classes, Mr. Crawford, the janitor, he moved quietly about doing his work, mopping, emptying the trash, cleaning toilets, or just tidying up the messes. For many years, sadly, very few people gave him much notice. Mr. Crawford was an old man working in a young men's world. What did he have to offer them on a personal level? Well, that's what everybody thought. And he seldom spoke to a cadet unless they addressed him first, and that never happened. The Academy, one of America's premier leadership laboratories, it kept them busy from dawn till dusk. And Mr. Crawford, well, he was just a janitor. Now, that changed one Saturday afternoon in 1976. The narrator of the story, Colonel James, he was reading a book about World War II when he stumbled across an incredible story. On September 13, 1943, the story says, Private William Crawford from Colorado, who had been involved in some bloody fighting on Hill 424 near Alta Villa, Italy. And what he read, it literally froze him. The story said, in the face of intense and overwhelming hostile fire, with no regard for personal safety on his own initiative, Private Crawford single-handedly attacked fortified enemy positions. The story continued, for conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity at the risk of life above and beyond the call of duty, the President of the United States, the story continued. That's when Colonel James realized who the janitor Crawford was.
He said to his roommate, "You're not going to believe this, but I think our janitor is a Medal of Honor winner." So they asked Mr. Crawford about it, showing the book. And he stared at the page for a few silent moments, and then he quietly uttered something like, "Yeah, that's me." And almost at once they asked him, "But why didn't you ever tell us about it?" And then he slowly replied, "Well, that was just one day in my life, and it happened a very long time ago." However, after that brief exchange, things were never the same again. Word spread like wildfire among the cadets that they had a hero in their midst. Mr. Crawford, the janitor, had won the Medal of Honor. Cadets who had once passed by Mr. Crawford with hardly a glance, now they greeted him with a smile and a respectful good morning. And those who had before left a mess for the janitor to clean up, now they started taking it upon themselves to put things in order. Most cadets routinely stopped to talk to Mr. Crawford throughout the day and even began inviting him for their formal functions. A wise person once said, "It is not life that is important, but those you meet along the way that make the difference." Mr. Crawford was one who made a difference for Colonel James and many other cadets in the academy then. Colonel James says that while I haven't seen Mr. Crawford in over 20 years, he'll probably be surprised to know that I think of him often. "Bill Crawford, our janitor, taught me many valuable, unforgettable leadership lessons. And here are 9 I would like to share with you." Well, dear listeners, what are the 9 lessons Colonel James learned from Mr. Bill Crawford, the janitor? Stay tuned. We'll be back with exactly that after this musical break.
जपते रहो मन में साईं राम,
जपते रहो मन में
साईं राम,
जपते रहो मन में साईं राम,
श्री राम जय जय राम,
श्री राम जय राम, जय जय राम,
श्री राम जय राम, जय जय राम,
श्री राम जय राम, जय जय राम,
जपते रहो मन में साईं राम,
मन मंदिर का द्वार है।
Dear listeners, so here are the 9 leadership lessons Colonel James learned from Mr. Bill Crawford. I'm sure these 9 lessons are going to be incredibly useful for anyone who wants to be a good leader. Now, the first lesson is be cautious of labels. Now, labels you place on people may define your relationship with them, and it kind of restricts its potential. Sadly, and for a very long time, the cadets at the academy labeled Bill as just a janitor. But he was so much more. Therefore, be very cautious of a leader who callously says, "Hey, he's just a sweeper." Or, do not tolerate people who say, "You know, I can't do that because I'm just a clerk." Now, second lesson is everyone deserves respect. Now, just because they hung the janitor label on Mr. Crawford, they often wrongly treated him with less respect than others around him, while he deserved much more. And not just because he was a Medal of Honor winner. Mr. Crawford deserved respect because he was a janitor who walked among them and was a part of their team. Third lesson, courtesy makes a difference. Be courteous to everyone around you, regardless of their rank or position. You know, military customs as well as common courtesies, they help bond a team. When their daily words to Mr. Crawford turn from a passing hello to heartfelt greetings, Mr. Crawford's demeanor and personality outwardly changed. Fourth point, take time to know your people. You know, life is hectic for many of us, but that is no excuse for not knowing the people you work for and you work with. Now, for years, a hero walked among the cadets of the academy and they never knew it. So now, do you know who are the heroes that walk in your midst? So take time to know your people. Fifth point is, anyone can be a hero. Mr. Crawford certainly did not fit anyone's standard definition of a hero. Moreover, he was just a private when he won his medal. So don't consider your people small, for any of them may be the hero who rises to the occasion when duty calls. On the other hand, it's easy to turn to your proven performers when things are down, but never ignore the rest of the team, because today's rookie could and should be tomorrow's superstar. The sixth lesson that was learned is, leaders should be humble. You know, most modern day heroes and some of the leaders are anything but humble. Now, especially if you calibrate your hero meter on today's athletic fields, but not Mr. Crawford. He was too busy to celebrate his past heroics. Leaders should do the same. The seventh lesson, life won't always hand you what you think you deserve. Like people in the military, they work hard and they deserve recognition, right? However, sometimes you just have to persevere. Even when awards don't come your way, perhaps you weren't nominated for that promotion as you thought you should have, but don't or never let that stop you from giving your best every single day. Eighth lesson, don't pursue glory, pursue excellence. Private Bill Crawford, he didn't pursue glory. He did his duty and then he swept floors for a living. No job is beneath a leader. If Bill Crawford, a Medal of Honor winner, could clean toilets and smile, is there a job beneath your dignity? Think about it. Pursue excellence. No matter what task life hands you, do it well. Mr. Crawford modeled that philosophy and he helped make the academy a home. Now, final ninth lesson is, life is a leadership laboratory. You know, all too often we look to some school or a class to teach us about leadership, when in fact life itself is a leadership laboratory. You know, those you meet every day will teach you enduring lessons if you just take time to stop, look and listen. Colonel James says that he spent 4 years at the Air Force Academy, took dozens of classes, read hundreds of books and met thousands of great people. Of course, he learned leadership skills from all of them, but one of the people he remembers the most is Mr. Bill Crawford and the lessons he unknowingly taught. So don't miss your opportunity to learn. Mr. Bill Crawford was a janitor. However, he was also a teacher, he was a friend, he was a role model and one great American hero. So this story, dear sisters and brothers, is relevant even beyond the world of soldiers, don't you think? Now give it some thought as to how we are constantly labeling people around us. Who knows, there might be many Crawfords around us silently going about doing their job. So always respect people and whatever their label might be.
Hum sab mil kar mangal gaaye, hum sab mil kar mangal gaaye. Sai Bhagwan Satya, Sai Bhagwan,
Sai Bhagwan Satya, Sai Bhagwan,
sab sukh jeevan Sai Bhagwan, sab sukh सुख जीवन साई भगवान सब दुख हरना साई भगवान सब दुख हरना साई भगवान सब मिलकर मंगल गाए साई भगवान सत्य साई भगवान साई भगवान सत्य साई भगवान सब सुख जीवन साई भगवान सब दुख हरना साई भगवान सत्य स्वरूप साई भगवान
We spoke about the to be aspect of leadership, and we said that it is basically a reflection of the character of the leader. Now, the next component of the leadership process is to do. So, to do refers to the best style of leadership, which is simply to lead by personal example. That is, practice what you preach. The style of leadership is a reflection of a person's total being. And personal examples can only be set if the to-be aspect of the leader is worthy of emulation. Now, our beloved Swami is a perfect example of how the doing reflects the being. You know, because Swami always practiced everything he preached, and he set an example for the world to follow. He has always practiced complete harmony in thought, word and deed. And this has seen tremendous results. So think about the water projects, the Gram Seva, the educational institutions, medical institutions. All of this only materialized due to complete harmony in thought, word and deed, and a great emphasis on simply being. The doing, therefore, was just a reflection of the being. Now coming to the next aspect of leadership, that is to see. Now to see is the stage that implies that a leader must be in complete touch with the realities of the environment in which he is working. That is, seeing involves hands-on involvement. You cannot sit in an air-conditioned office and make decisions. Seeing is very important at every stage of work. There will always be difficulties and obstacles present. Therefore, seeing gives rise to proper feedback on the actual progress of work. Now, seeing is very important because seeing will help a leader to identify and overcome problems with sound decisions. Now, coming to the final aspect, that is to tell. To tell means to convey to others what a leader expects from them or what the leader wants them to do. Now, this is only effective if instructions are clearly understood. So, in the final aspect to tell, communication is of paramount importance. So, what sort of communication works best? Well, the best kind of communication is the communication of the heart. And this depends entirely on the strength of the to-be and the to-do of the leader. So, you see, the entire process of leadership is held together by one virtue. From Swami's personal example, this virtue is that of selfless love. We should always remember Swami's words on selfless love. Swami says, love lives by giving and forgiving, while self lives by getting and forgetting.
Chitta chora yashoda ke baal navaneeta chora gopaal
chitta chora yashoda ke baal navaneeta chora gopaal
chitta chora yashoda ke baal navaneeta chora
Chora, ye chora ke baal, navaneeta chora gopaal. चित चोरा यशोदा के बाद नवनीत चोर गोपाल।
वेलकम बैक डियर लिसनर्स। Now, not long ago, an alumnus of Swami's university was named as one of the top young leaders in India by the Economic Times. In his conversation with Radio Sai, Brother Sohan Datta, he speaks about his understanding of leadership. In conversation with Brother Sohan Datta is Sri Bishu Prushti of Team Radio Sai.
For me, that leadership or the leader, like the words which are assigned to or which appeal to me most, like for L is like love for the work.
Love for work.
Love for the work which you are doing. Yes. Until unless you are passionate about what you are doing, maybe for a short term, the pay package you are getting, that can motivate you. But if you don't have the satisfaction, neither you will be able to lead, because you won't have your own inner satisfaction. And until unless you have that, how will you encourage the people or the team following you? So only when you are passionate about your thing, the whatever work you are doing, whether it's a cricket, football, or the corporate life, or any NGO you are running, until you are passionate, things won't move. Second L, I think so, stands for learn. Because learning is something you need to do on a regular basis, or maybe on a regular minute. If someday a person thinks that he knows everything, that is a day when the down trajectory starts for that person. Yes. Because you should have an open mind. You should never feel that you can't learn from your junior or your peer, or they look down upon you if you do that. Because there is no end to learning. You may not know everything. No one can be perfect. No one can have the complete knowledge.
The humility to always know that, yeah, I am on a learning
and
curve.
Accepting that there are things which you don't know and you're ready to learn that. So that plays a major role, because many a times acts as a block, so that you think what the other person will think that you don't know. To come out of that is not easy. Maybe I'm also trying my level best to come out of
it. But at least you have that awareness that you should always be open, yeah, to learn. It doesn't matter from whom, doesn't matter where, doesn't matter whether he is a student or whether he is your subordinate or a worker.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Next, the letter E. The two words that come into my mind are empathy and egolessness. Normally this empathy is something that people say, try to more sympathize with the world and try to feel like, try to make people more comfortable. But this has a higher meaning. Even it is very relevant in the corporate world. Like if you can empathize means you are putting yourself in the other shoes. So you can understand the peers, your juniors, your seniors, even the clients. So you know what is really expected. And if you can understand that, because a business survives to serve the society or the client. So if you can understand that, then you know what is the goal and the best can be given to them and happiness is ensured.
Fantastic. You said a business survives to serve society and the client. I think this perspective itself is so unique and perhaps missing in today's corporate,
yeah,
India.
That is what is happening.
Because business today do not have this as the goal. Probably they have this as the goal in their vision statement and mission statement, but in practicality, many times I think
maybe
it boils down
to only two things matters.
Yes.
The top line and the bottom line.
Yes, yes.
Next is the egolessness that I was talking about. Many times what happens, suppose there is a discussion or something going on, we are trying to achieve a solution. If I cannot come out of my ego, the suggestion made by me finds a supreme or a priority. So others, falls deaf ears to me.
Yes.
So the thing is that you should be open-minded to others' point of view also. And that can only happen if you can come out of your ego and even you can respect a subordinate of yours.
Then you welcome good ideas and suggestions from everyone.
Yeah, that is the thing. So, that I factor needs to be reduced.
Yes.
Yeah. Then, the letter A, that two things came to my mind were acumen and attitude. Acumen is something which is very important. Like if you are running a business, no matter whether it's a $1 million, $1 billion business or a road shop, small shop that you are running, that to get a holistic view, how each, not shareholders, but mind the stakeholders.
Yes.
The society, the environment, each and every person, how they are getting affected and how better you can improve it. It's mainly, how simple you can make the complex matter. Means from the complexity, how you can make the simplicity. Like if you can just focus on customers, cash generations, ROI, there are few things whether it's a small shop or a billion dollar. These are the few things which are the basic pillars of a business. If anyone can understand that, I think so. For a leader, it becomes very simple and he can guide others also on that path.
Your focus is always right.
Yeah, because you know the fundamental principles. You can build on top of that, but
yes,
if you miss those, you don't know when your business crashes down.
Yes.
Then is the attitude. This is something which is very contagious in nature. If you have a positive attitude, you know, it injects into the people who are working around you. Maybe not on the same day, but maybe in 2-3 days or in a long relationship. Use that positivity has a tremendous impact on the whole team.
Have you experienced this?
Yeah. Like many a times since I'm in the software development or project management, there are things like you close one issue and there are many more opened up. And there is a deadline. So and that is the time if you feel things are not going to work out or something, or you don't think about the alternate solution, or you think about the normal procedure where things happen, that is the time you have to have a different attitude, a positive attitude that things will happen. Only thing we need to innovate, think out of the box. And this has worked out many a time. Means we have come out with solutions which were never thought of.
Not only you, your team also felt motivated.
It means it's not me alone, because I can't come out with all solutions. It's not possible. I may not be the best person, but they're a team. When you have a positive attitude, when they have this never give up attitude, no matter what, you know, they'll strive. And when you give your best, God takes care of the rest.
Wonderful. So what does D stand for?
D stands for direction and discrimination. Why do we need a leader? Is it required? Maybe we look up to a leader only when we are not clear about the future, or the ambiguity. In the ambiguity, we are not able to connect the dots. So we need someone who can give a clear direction, who is ready to take the risk, not of only himself, but the whole team, a calculated risk, so that if something goes wrong, maybe he suffers most, not the team. So at a time when success goes, he can give the credit to the team, but for failure, he can take it. If we can have a leader who can, you know, show a path for people to follow, and also in a way to empower them, that is something, you know, why people look towards a leader. And maybe that is something which is missing in today's social scenario, whether it's a business or politics, because somewhere the value system has been lost and people work more on their self-interest. And next is discrimination. This is something, maybe one of the toughest thing. Why leader? Any person as such. Because finding which is right, which is wrong, listening to the conscience when there are many lucrative offers, keeping values as undercurrent, keeping mind the long-term goal or long-term benefit rather than the short-term gains.
That can be very challenging.
Very challenging, because people may be putting so many questions.
Yes.
And that is a time how you stick to your principles and fight the odds.
Is that really doable?
Yeah, people have done it. So, it's doable.
Because at times what happens is, people feel that, you know, at some point in time, you have to let go some of your value systems if you have to grow. Is that true?
Maybe it helps them to grow only for a small phase, but it doesn't take them long.
To be able to convince your peers and your entire team, because even they are losing something in the short term.
Yes, that is where this comes, like to be, to do, and then to tell. Because preaching is very easy.
Yes.
But if you can practice that,
if you can people, lead by example.
Lead by example, the people get conviction in you.
Okay.
So maybe the decision that you are making may not be conducive to everyone, but they have the trust. And maybe in a way that helps me is like, whenever I'm in a dilemma like this, I can leave it to Swami, and somehow He guides me through. So that way I'm very lucky.
You listen to the voice of conscience, and then you are not over-tensed about it, because you surrender all the fruits of the action to Swami.
Yeah, that is, even for the interview with Mr. Nitin Paranjape, he asked me a question. So if you win, then what? Then somehow means after clearing the first stage or second stage, there was something in my mind. And somehow the whole journey, I never took it for myself. I had three people or the three things in mind. That is, if I win, I want to offer this a gratitude to Swami. Satya Sai instead of higher learning, the teachers who have put so much effort, and my parents. And maybe to see the happiness, and I know Swami is also very happy, the teachers and my parents, that gives me joy. And nothing much has changed for people who knows me from the day the results are out and the day prior to that, and the same Suvandatta. Only thing, you know, people are wishing me, that is the only difference, nothing more.
So when he asked you what difference it would make if you win or lose, Mr. Nitin asked you that question.
So as the, these are the three things. If I win, I want to for them. Otherwise, I have to carry on with my life and I have my goals and I'll attend them. So whether I get a laurel or not doesn't make a difference
doesn't
to
make
my
a
life.
Difference. Wonderful.
So coming to E, that is empowerment and enthusiasm. It is very important. Is when you are leading or when you are managing, it's not only guiding those people, it's also to help them to grow. Because when you give more responsibilities to them, this is the time they are growing. So it's not only to get things done, but also help them to grow in their career path. They'll feel more, you know, into the work, attached to it, and feel good about it. They will have a job satisfaction.
So they know that someone is here not to just squeeze me, but actually here to help me grow. Who is here to ensure that my potential is actually realized.
Because many times what has happened is like, I've thrown few challenges to the development team. So initially they thought I was trying to squeeze them. But later on succeeding, you know, they came back and they told me, sir, we didn't know that we had this much potential to do this. So that feeling of happiness when they achieve, means they were happy and in a way I was also very happy that, you know, they could grow. I could help them in growing.
And you didn't take the credit.
Obviously it was theirs. Like, how can I take the credit?
But that's what many times happens in the corporate world. And that's perhaps, if I'm not wrong, that sometimes very demotivating factor when people tend to take credit for others' work.
See, my 7 years of stay over here, seeing the motivated teachers, their humility, I don't think so I'll ever get that thing in me. So somewhere, you know, deeply, you know, embedded in me. Because the day you start thinking that you are the doer, everything comes to an end.
End. Wonderful.
Then enthusiasm. It's more like that, something I said, that attitude.
And
enthusiasm
is contagious.
More or less same, but this enthusiasm, if you are, means wherever you're working, whether it's a corporate, development, manufacturing, or radio side, the enthusiasm with which you work as a team, that makes a lot of difference. Because when you work as a team with the full enthusiasm, the synergy comes into place.
Yes.
Then 2+2 is not 4 but 5.
Yes.
So that is what is expected. Coming to R, it is responsibility. People talk about rights, like whenever anyone gets a promotion, they try to find out what are the perks, what are the benefits and all those. They forget about the responsibilities that are added on to their shoulders. Because someone is promoted on the basis of what, you know, good work he has done on the prior role.
Yes.
So it's more of the responsibility that he has.
What
so,
he can deliver now.
Yeah. So the rights will automatically follow. Last but not the least is the righteousness. Dharma, honesty, integrity.
Yes.
This makes a lot of difference. Like, maybe you can mend money, but it's more important at the end of the day when you go for sleep, you get a good sleep. It's not important how soft the pillow is, or which Kallan pillow, or which mattress you are using. Even if you are sleeping on the floor, you should get a proper sleep.
Welcome back, dear listeners. The time in the studios right now is past 3:27 p.m. and we are at the end of the segment. So I hope you enjoyed this segment on leadership, and as always, your comments and suggestions are welcome. And if you have any stories on leadership, do share with us at listener@radiosai.org. So this is Chandu Vijay signing off with a prayer. May all the beings in all the worlds be happy, happy and happy. Stay tuned at 3:30 p.m. We will have Brother Ganesh with the live Telugu segment. And till we meet next week for our part 2 on leadership. Jai Sai Ram.
Jai Vijayi Bhava, Jai Vijayi Bhava. Jai Vijayi Bhava, Jai Vijayi Bhava. Bhava Bhaya Nasha Hanumanta. Bhava Bhaya Nasha Hanumanta. Bhava Bhaya Nasha Hanumanta.
Bhava.